Hey, everybody, this is Robin Steele from Promised Land Church. Welcome to our mini podcast today. It's actually not the typical sermon podcast, but we have a ton of information here at Promised Land San Marcos that I want to get out to you guys. A lot has happened over the last 14 days. If you're not from our area, you might not have heard this, but our town suffered a huge flood. In fact, the Blanco River was 45 feet deep and almost a mile wide at some sections of it. And normally it's 13 feet deep and about 20 feet wide. So it was an enormous flood that destroyed over 300 homes and affected another 100 homes in the San Marcos, Texas, and Wimberley, Texas area. So as you can imagine, this has had a huge impact on our community. And from what we can tell, there's about five or six families in our church that suffered their homes being damaged and all their possessions gone. This happened on Saturday night, late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. So we were unable to have church on Sunday because nobody could get to church. The interstate was shut down. It was it's been declared a national disaster area. And so there's a ton of stuff to be done here in San Marcos. And our church is going to participate in the rebuilding of our community. So I want to give you guys an update on what's happening, how things are going here in our community, and how Promised Land San Marcos is going to actually participate in it. First things first, all of our Sunday services are on their regular schedule, 9 and 11 from this point forward. We're also adding a Wednesday night service tonight. This is Wednesday, May 27th. So if you're listening to this on Wednesday, May 27th, come to church tonight if you can. We'll be streaming online as well, live. If you're not listening to this on Wednesday, then come to church on Sunday. Would love to have you. We'll also be having a church service the following Wednesday because that's first Wednesday. So the next couple weeks, we're going to have Wednesday night service and Sunday service. We just want to get together and worship God as a family and, you know, really allow Him to heal us in many ways. So that's the church services. If you would like to help, if you'd like to help rebuild these houses and clean them out and all the things that need to be done, we are sending teams from our church location at 1650 Limekiln Road every day, Monday through Saturday at 7 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. The only day that they're not going out is Sunday. So if you have any time on any day, Monday through Saturday, you can get to church here at Promised Land 7:30 a.m. for the first shift. If you can't make that, then get here at 12:30. And we're partnering with two enormous organizations, the Billy Graham Association and his partner association, which is called Samaritan's Purse. They are actually headquartered out of Promised Land San Marcos location, and they are training volunteers, sending them on their way, giving them a free t-shirt and the tools needed. They have over 100 homes already that they are responsible for. And these families that we go to serve, they're getting all this for free. This costs them nothing. So we're going to go in and we're going to clean out the mud. We're going to take out any old carpet. We're going to rip out sheetrock and spray it down with mold killing chemicals and start airing the house out so that these people can get turned around and moved back in as soon as possible. Now, there's some scammers out there. They're trying to do this for money. They're trying to steal from people. It's really ugly. But when you look across the community of San Marcos, it's the churches of San Marcos, it's the believers of San Marcos that are leading the way and serving these people. If you have help, if you need help, I'm sorry, if you have a house that's damaged and you need help, or you know someone that has a house that needs help, we want to get them on our list of houses that we can help. So here's a phone number that they can call. This is for Austin Disaster Relief Network. If they can call Austin Disaster Relief Network and get assistance. Of course, another way is just simply show up to our church building. Either one of those. If people want to just show up at our church, call our church. Our church number is 512-392-4357. People can call our church and we'll get you listed. But the other number is Austin Disaster Relief Network. They do an amazing, amazing job at helping people as well. They have gift cards that they can give out as well. 512-806-0800. So that's Austin Disaster Relief Network. We're partnering with them as well. So we hope that if you have a need in your house, you know somebody that's got a need, the number one priority at this time is helping homes. We've had some people call and say, hey, you need help with our garage, or we need help with our yard. And those are some important things. But right now, because of the limited volunteers that we have, we're going for homes first. We're going to help everybody's homes first. And then once we get that taken care of, we'll see what else we can help with. So the main thing you can do is pray. Please pray for these families that were affected. Please pray for all the volunteers. Promised Land San Marcos, as I said earlier, is hosting Samaritan's Purse. Samaritan's Purse has over 100 volunteers that will be coming to San Marcos from all over the nation, and they're going to be spending the night at our church. They've got a huge shower facility they've brought in. They've got a kitchen they've brought in. It's just amazing the resources that Samaritan's Purse has come in and brought. So when you come to church, you're going to see their big trailer outside. There's some action happening, and Promised Land is right in the middle of it, and it's an honor to do so. But please pray. Please join us for worship on Wednesday night and on Sunday morning. We'd love to hug your neck, to pray with you, to praise God with you, and share this with other people. Please pass the word on. We'd love for other people to get involved volunteering, and we'd love for other people to get involved serving and coming to church and getting to know Jesus. That would be awesome. Okay, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'll see you at church.